This lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, and at this moment, it's talking about John. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And then John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. When Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians, he was in prison. And that reminds me, of course, on this day, that of Martin Luther King being in prison and writing letters. And I had a book a long time ago called Letters and Papers from Prison, by Martin Luther King. And his mission was for justice, a very noble mission. And here we have St. Paul in prison for another noble mission, to bring the good news of Jesus to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are people who are not Jewish. So St. Paul is given a commission by God to declare the good news of Jesus, the Messiah, as it would have been called in the Old Testament in English, and the Anointed One. You know, they had anointed kings with oil, and this was a sign of their being anointed by God to fulfill their duties. Well, the Anointed One was promised to come, and that Anointed One was Jesus. In Greek, you call him Christ. It almost seems like a common name, Jesus Christ. But whenever anyone heard that and knew what this was all about, they never lost sight of the fact that Christ meant the Messiah, the long-looked-for Messiah, the Anointed One, anointed by God to be the Savior of his people. Paul was called to proclaim to the Gentiles the mystery of Christ, that he is the Savior of the world and that he is the Savior of Gentiles as well. And he was called to give the Gentiles, which most of us are, the boundless riches of Christ. And as was so well stated by Mr. Crucius, part of that is forgiveness. Through Jesus' death upon the cross, he made forgiveness by God possible, so that all of us, when we repent of our sins and put our faith in Jesus, may be forgiven. And he also, as was ably stated, made it possible that we might forgive as well. And it's so important. And the words were taken out of my mouth about that policeman who was shot and injured for life and forgave. And I thought too of the Amish. Remember when their children were shot in their little schoolroom? How could they? Yet they did forgive because of the love of Jesus that was in their heart. They had the boundless riches of Christ. You know, if you have a bank account, say you have in there several hundred dollars, or maybe some of you have several million, but you know, if you keep using that and withdrawing it, you won't have anything left after a while. That's what happens to earthly riches. But with the spiritual riches that Jesus gives, it's a bank account that never runs dry. It's boundless. It's so far that we don't even know all of what this entails. And the King James Version says it's the unsearchable riches of Christ. You can't find this by thinking about it or looking at nature. John Calvin, who is sort of the father, earthly father of the Reformed Church throughout the world, said that we must look to the revelation that is in the Scripture in order to find out who God is and what he does. And he said, the Scripture is above the church. And of course, in those days, there was quite a battle. He got kicked out of France because of his Reformed ideas. And he had someone in the church of that day who said, no, the church is first. And so we believe the church first and its traditions, and then comes the Bible, because the church came first. John Calvin said, no, the Bible is first. The Word of God came to prophets and apostles, and that was first, and then by the Word of God came the church. And so he and others, Martin Luther, reformed the church in that day. And from Calvin came the Reformed Church. And the idea is reformed according to the Word of God, the Bible. And even more so than that, it's always being reformed according to the Word of God. Because you know how we get off on tangents and go astray? we always have to keep coming back to the Bible and seeing what God is like and what He has done for us in Jesus, the boundless riches, the love that comes to us in Jesus, the hope of everlasting life that begins now and goes on forever, and of course the forgiveness, the inheritance that is ours. We are heirs. If you have an earthly inheritance, thieves may break in and steal, maybe on the internet they can do it, but this inheritance cannot be stolen. It's yours forever through the Jewish Messiah, given now to all peoples of the earth. They are members of God's family, and the promises of Christ are all ours. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." If you've never known Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, the words that were quoted from the end of St. Luke's Gospel that said, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins shall be proclaimed throughout the earth." I encourage you to repent. And the way you do that, and all of us have to do it, is to go to God and say you're sorry for your sins and you turn away from them. And then turn to Jesus, who died for your sins, and accept Him as your Savior and your Lord. Invite Him into your heart and He will come in, and you will never regret it. If you've never done that, I invite you to do that now, and we will be silently praying as you do it. If you have prayed that prayer, then Jesus has come in. You are part of the family of God. And all the promises of the Jewish Messiah are yours. Boundless riches that will never be taken away from you. The Church of Jesus Christ is a result of the boundless riches of Christ. And when they proclaim the gospel according to our lesson, that the rulers and authorities in heavenly places hear the good news. We're not quite sure what all that means, but it's very important. And now we, through the Jewish Messiah, though we be Gentiles, have access to God in boldness and confidence. We have access to the Creator of the universe. Praise be unto Him. Heavenly Father, thank You for the good news that You have given us in Jesus, Your Son. Bless these words that have been spoken, that they may be Your words to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name.